A diverse array of groups from all over Washington state gathered in Seattle this week to rally support for Initiative 1631. That is the latest proposal to curb carbon emissions by imposing fees on big polluters. More from 88.5 environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
I-1631 comes in the wake of two other carbon policies that failed. The first was I-732. That was the tax swap that was on the 2016 November ballot. More recently, a compromise bill backed by Governor Jay Inslee failed to pass the legislature. The latest effort comes after more than 2 years of coalition building. Among the groups rallying in Seattle was a delegation from the Quinault Indian Nation. President Fawn Sharp says multiple tribes were at the table helping to craft this carbon policy.
We're very concerned about rising sea. We're very concerned the tribes in eastern Washington that are facing wildfire. I was paying close attention to the spending and appropriations in Olympia. How much are we actually investing in clean, healthy forests?
And this initiative collects fees from big polluters that are required to be spent addressing those kinds of issues, she notes, which are made worse by climate change or on programs designed to help communities that are disproportionately impacted. Unlike prior proposals, the money cannot be diverted for other things like education. The campaign is aiming to gather 260,000 voter signatures by July 6th to qualify for the November ballot. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.